Now, with our special report on the markets, the economy, and your money, well, the friends from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark Myers is with us. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. It's kind of a busy day this morning. After yesterday, the market was down a little bit, not much really. The Dow was down 30 points, but the NASDAQ, which is basically a technology market, that was up about 10 points. But this morning, we did get some economic numbers. We got retail sales, which were very disappointing. We're actually looking for retail sales to be about flat to down 0.1%, but they came in down 0.4%, so that was very disappointing. If you strip out autos on that, it looks like retail sales were unchanged for the month, and we're actually looking for that to increase at 0.1%. And we did get weekly jobless claim numbers. Those came in essentially in line. We looked for weekly jobless numbers coming at 330,000. They came in at 339,000. So was not bad on that front, but retail sales is a very disappointing number. Now, we are hearing about several different companies out there reporting earnings, and we are seeing a big merger maybe happening out there. Comcast and Time Warner Cable have come to an agreement on a merger deal, which would be about a $45 billion deal if this goes through. The main issue on this is it has to be approved by the Federal Communications Commission, and the deal would be that Comcast would buy Time Warner Cable in an all-stock transaction, and they'd pay about $158 a share for Time Warner Cable, and that stock closed yesterday at $135 a share, so that stock is going to be up quite a bit this morning. One company we did hear from this morning is Generac. Now, Generac is the maker of generators, and if you think about this huge snowstorm, when you get about 500,000 people without power, this company has been selling generators like crazy, and they reported earnings that beat consensus by 25 cents a share. They reported earnings of $1.11 a share, and their revenues were up 10% over a year ago. That stock is up strongly this morning. And we heard from ABB, the Swiss industrial conglomerate, which owns Baldor Electric. They reported that their profits dropped 13% for the quarter, and they saw orders fall by 5% for the quarter to $10 billion. They blamed it on a sluggish global economy, and they also said the impact of bad weather hurt their sales. And we heard from Discovery Communications. They reported a 28% rise in quarterly revenue. That was helped by growth in the U.S. and international networks. The company reported net income rose to 81 cents a share. That was 3 cents above consensus. And revenue rose to $1.5 billion from $1.2 billion a year ago. And we heard from PepsiCo. The maker of Pepsi Cola, Quaker Oats, and Tropicana Juice, and Frito-Lay chips, that net income came in at $1.75 billion for the quarter. That translates to $1.12 a share, and that beat consensus by 4 cents a share. And they said they are going to raise their dividend by 15%. And we also heard from Goodyear Tire and Rubber. The stock is up this morning as they beat earnings by 11 cents a share. They did miss revenues slightly, about 1%. Their revenues came in at about $4.8 billion. But overall, it was a very, very good report. We also heard from Avon Products. This company beat estimates by 4 cents a share with earnings of 34 cents a share for the quarter. But their revenue was quite a bit short of expectations, as their business is very much declining in emerging markets where they were strong there. And the company is reportedly in talks to settle a bribery probe with the proposed cost in the tens of millions of dollars. And last but not least, Cisco Systems, a network equipment maker, they earned 47 cents a share, which was 1 cent a share above estimates, and they also raised their quarterly dividend by 2 cents a share to 19 cents a share, but that stock is down slightly this morning. Overall, this market is not liking those retail sales numbers, and it looks like this market is going to open up down strongly this morning, down about 100 to 120 points right off the open on the Dow.
Mark, we talked a little bit a moment ago with one of our people in studio about the Olympics, and of course they're for a short period of time. You have the Money Olympics, and they're going on all the time.
the Money Olympics.
our investments and everything else, and it's hard to know who's going to get the gold medal or who doesn't get anything.
And the thing is every week it's a different winner.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Mark Myers. He's a winner, and he's with Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could talk with him right there. You could call him 479-782-2527.